On Capitol Hill today, there was more debate over a proposed overhaul of the nation's immigration laws. Conservatives opposed to the bill scored their first significant victory, adding hundreds of miles of barriers along the border with Mexico. We'll speak with a sheriff who works along the Mexican border in a few minutes. First, here's NPR's David Wellna from the Capitol.
Citing a recommendation by Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions proposed erecting 370 miles of fencing, three layers deep, in urban areas along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Good fences make good neighbors. Fences don't make bad neighbors. Go to the San Diego border and talk to the people there, where there was lawlessness, drug dealing, gangs, economic depression on both sides of the border.
Sessions said crime levels dropped 56% after a triple-layer fence went up along the border near San Diego. In response, Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy said he was all for securing strategic spots along the border.
But 400 miles of urban area on the border. Let's be serious. 400 miles, that's almost a quarter of the whole southern border.
Other opponents of the new fencing, which is half of what's called for in a House bill, called it an ugly symbol for Mexico. Still, senators wary of being branded soft on border security voted 83-16 for the added barriers. In a separate move, Louisiana Republican David Vitter tried blocking the bill's path to citizenship for illegal immigrants who've been here more than 2 years.
We cannot have amnesty provisions in this bill. We cannot have anything approaching amnesty in this measure. And so my amendment would very clearly, very simply withdraw those provisions from the bill.
That set off a fight among the Senate's divided Republicans. Arizona's John McCain declared himself a little weary of the word amnesty.
Call it amnesty. Call it a banana if you want to. But the fact is that it has earned citizenship. And the reason why the opponents of this legislation keep calling it amnesty, because they know that poll after poll after poll, that the majority of the American people say, let them earn their citizenship.
What it comes down to, said South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, is this.
We need the workers. We got 4.7% unemployment. We got 11 million people here working. They're not putting people out of work. They're adding value to our country.
And by 66-33, the Senate rejected removing the so-called amnesty provisions. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.